You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we woke up this morning hearing the news that close to 20 students had been stabbed at a Pennsylvania high school. What we do know is the assailant is in custody. He's a male student who was armed with two knives that went on a slashing and stabbing spree at a high school in Murraysville, Pennsylvania. Apparently, this occurred at first in one hallway as he's going down the hallways stabbing these kids. He had been subdued and handcuffed. From what we understand, eight people have been hospitalized with serious injuries, many with deep, deep puncture wounds to the abdomen. Now, Police Chief Thomas Seifeld said the suspect was in custody and he was actually being treated for injuries to his hand. I know a lot of us are like, well, you know, I'm not really going to care about his injuries. I get that. I know. I'm just pretty freaked out about how these kids will, at the start of a day, and obviously the night before, plan this. Whatever happened to sleeping on it and changing your mind? These kids don't sleep, probably. They're probably up all night thinking, I'm going to do it. Then they come in, and many of these are life-threatening injuries. Okay, Nicole D'Amico, a junior at the Franklin Regional High School, said she and a friend were at their lockers. The alarm went off. Then they heard the principal on a walkie-talkie shouting for more ambulances. They saw two kids down the hall, and it looked like they were okay. And then they saw that one had a knife, and there was blood everywhere, and oh my gosh, can you imagine sending your kid to school? From what we understand, many of them have been taken to surgery. Some of them had been flown. So, I mean, we need to talk about how to handle a stab wound. I mean, this is crazy that we would even have to talk about this, but this is just another example of why we're going about things wrong when we're trying to take away weapons from people. If somebody wants to do bodily harm, they are going to find any weapon that they can, and there's no way to ban knives in households. I mean, households have knives, and this kid takes a knife, decides to stab a bunch of kids. I mean, it's crazy to think that he could have even gotten that far. Before we go into how to medically handle these stab wounds, I mean, I think, and I've said this multiple times, if you want to address violence in schools, we need to up the security. We also need to have some sort of mental health screen in place for everybody. I mean, if all these kids are getting their eyes checked and getting their ears checked, you know how they kind of raise their hand and go, oh, I hear it or I don't hear it, you know? I mean, everybody's getting their eyes and their ears checked. Why aren't we doing a psychological stress test? I've mentioned this on the show all the time, where everybody has to go through a psychological stress test, not like a cardiac stress test where you run on a treadmill. But everybody has to be put through a series of tests to see how far they can go and they can take. And if they do start to just completely wig out, what they are willing to do. I mean, these are stress tests to put people under, I guess, cases where they would be, let's say, I don't know, stressed to the max or broken up with somebody or feeling in despair. What would they do? Okay, because, you know, the problem is we see the kids, everybody's happy on a good day, everybody's happy, oh, yay, the game, et cetera, whatever. And then all of a sudden, somebody just decides to come to school and try to kill everybody. Yeah, you know, what are we doing to protect our kids? Well, we're trying to get rid of guns. Okay, I get that after Sandy Hook. Why, you know, I as a mom, I understand that. Why you would freak out that somebody could have access to a gun. But I'm just as freaked out that somebody has access to a car or a truck or a knife. Okay, these are all weapons. Every one of them. And if we just focus and have the media just concentrate on, oh, gun control, gun control, gun control, let's help the Democrats, etc. We are completely missing all these opportunities to prevent more deaths. We got kids coming to school stabbing other kids. All right, what are we going to do about that? Well, we're so busy dealing with gun control. I need security in these schools now. This is what we need. I have begged time and time again for these schools to have more security guards and armed security guards. All right, we understand we can't get more police. I get that. There's not enough funding. Get security guards in these schools and get these kids screened and screened right. Yeah, you could deal with the whole gun issue and we could debate the constitutional rights that we have. I understand that. It is going to be a debate. Gun control is not going to go away. Liberals are going to continually bring it up. And we're going to be fighting over, do we get to keep, you know, our weapons, or are we going to have to give them up? And that's a very whole stressful fight in and of itself. But in the meantime, we got kids stabbing other kids. Can we please deal with the problem right now at hand? And the problem is not guns, not knives. The problem is we have kids going completely berserk, killing other kids or people killing other people. And that is what we have to address. And we avoid it. We avoid them because it's too difficult. It's too difficult. How do you screen, I don't know how many millions of kids that we have in this beautiful country of ours. How do you screen them? Nobody knows how to do that. Nobody's come up with some sort of a psychological stress test. They're probably listening to my show going, Dr. Dahlia, you're crazy. No, I'm not crazy. It's just I'm tired of everybody sidestepping the issue because it's all about politics. How come the only issues that make it to the forefront of discussion are issues that have to do with politics? Why? Okay, I don't give a damn about what's going to help some congressional leader's career. I don't give a damn. I give a damn about kids in school. That's what I give a damn about. I don't get it, people. You know, just like with medications, okay, the medications that get studied are the ones that make companies money, and they're the white. No! Why aren't we studying medications? Well, it's because money runs everything. You know, it is so lopsided, it's so one-sided that we're helpless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDAI. Let's talk about how to treat stab wounds when we come back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we begin, I want to again thank you all for stepping up and helping these kids with blood cancer. On my website, I have a link where you could donate to kids that are fighting blood cancer. It helps the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society with research as well as help them with their medical bills. All I'm asking is $5 from all my listeners, $5 from everybody. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Find the Fight Blood Cancer link on the website. Click it, and you'll be able to donate through PayPal, credit card, etc. And I know it's very difficult to have your radio host, you know, ask for donations and, you know, hearing about charity, because you guys do so much. I know you do. So many of you guys, you work for hospices, you help Red Cross, you help everybody. So I really, really appreciate you doing that. But if you have an extra $5 to spare, we're going to do this to help these kids, okay? DrDahlia.com, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. .com. So, we're talking about the stabbings that happened in a Pennsylvania high school this morning. They say 19 kids and adults had been stabbed, 8 of them life-threatening. Thus far, we expect all of them to live. But I thought it would be pretty important to kind of teach you guys how to deal with a stab wound. Okay? You know, first and foremost, whenever you see somebody that was just stabbed, okay, you have to make sure, that you're not going to be a victim. Just like with the fire, just like with an electrical accident, you do not help anybody, you becoming a victim. And a lot of you guys don't really realize that. Me too. I have no problem running out into the middle of the street to help somebody and help a car accident. But what good am I to that person if I get hurt? And then second, what if my injuries then become, God forbid, worse than what your injuries were? Now we have paramedics having to take care of my injuries, whereas the original person's injuries now have to wait because there's only so much help on the street. So please do not become a victim yourself. It really draws away from the original victim, and I would almost rather you not be there. But make sure if you are going to go over and help the person, you don't become a victim. If somebody is still running around with a knife, you make sure you secure yourself, call 911, make sure you're protected. Once this scene is clear, you can run over to the victim, okay, and assess them. Now, of course, the biggest concern is the bleeding. Absolutely. Now, they suggest a lot of times to make sure you don't introduce infection. Obviously, you're not going to have time to wash your hands or put on gloves, etc. But if you're like me that does carry an extra pair of gloves, yeah, put them on, please. Okay? I mean, please. All right? You don't necessarily have to touch the person's blood. A lot of you guys have some sort of innate apprehension when you go over to a victim that you are going to get an infection. Disease. I get that. I really, really do. And if you want to use some sort of a barrier between you and I get that. I understand that. It's natural. It's instinctive because we've been yelling at everybody to avoid people's bodily fluids and open wounds for years. All of a sudden now I'm asking you to run over to a stab victim. So I get that. Don't feel guilty. You're allowed to do that. Whatever you can do to start doing some sort of treatment, because the last thing I want is you contracting HIV or hepatitis or something, and then you becoming, you know, then a victim yourself. So if you want to use some sort of protection, you know, grabbing a plastic bag nearby, something that you think is waterproof, that's fine. Just please don't let the patient bleed out, okay? It's not, you know, it's definitely not ideal. But I do understand that you have that apprehension, okay? If they are bleeding, you still need to check their airway, okay? Because let's say they are bleeding in their mouth area, okay? That could be an obstruction, and those clots may have to be cleared out. So you may be able to contain the bleeding or keep them stable until the paramedics come, but if their mouth is filling up with blood, you need to be able to get that out of there. Sometimes you need to lean them on their side. If they don't have a neck injury, you need to kind of swoop that out with your fingers, do a finger swipe, etc. If you can't tell where they were stabbed, you see just a big pool of blood, remove the victim's clothing. Do it carefully, okay? Because you need to identify where the actual stab wound is. It could be extremely obscured by the blood, etc. Dirt, mud, depending on where the victim is found, extremely important. Do not remove any of the weapons that are stabbed in them. Removing the weapon could unfortunately cause further injury, adding more blood loss, okay? At this point, if there's a knife sticking out of somebody, just put pressure around the area, okay? You could dress the wound around the area of that. Let the paramedics get involved. I mean, there's people that impale themselves with, I mean, just a variety of things. Don't try to pull it out, okay? We talked about Steve Irwin, him being stabbed by the stingray. And he was alive until he decided to pull it out. Leave it in there. Sometimes the serration of some of these knives will cause the actual life-threatening damage. People can live. Many people have lived with things stuck in their head, stuck in their chest. It's not for you to remove the weapon. You have to remember that because it's in our instinctive nature to want to remove the weapon. Don't do that. Now, you have to apply. So let's say somebody stabbed, went off to get the next victim. You're with the first victim that's bleeding. All right, put pressure. Okay? Put pressure. You know, if you have anything clean, a shirt, towel, anything, if you obviously, if you have any, you know, dressings or a first aid kit, that's okay. But, you know, we're talking about if you're in the middle of a parking lot or something, you don't have anything like that, maybe take off your shirt, maybe take off your sock and use the top part, not the bottom of the sock that's all stinky or whatever. Whatever you think is fairly clean that provides a barrier for you but provides some sort of absorbency, you got to put that on and put pressure on it, okay? Some first aid, I guess, also suggests using sometimes a credit card. Now, this is something I've never been trained, but you've been hearing, and this is being told in WikiHow, and I see this on a lot of sites, that you could actually stick a credit card into the womb. I don't think I want you to do that. I really don't think I want you to stick stuff in there because you could actually cause more damage. You could introduce bacteria. Just put pressure on top of it, okay? But I've heard people say, you know, I have a credit card, so I'll open up my wallet. I'll find it. No, not that credit card. No, not that credit card. That's my platinum. No, this credit card. I don't have a lot of miles on this one. Let me stick this into the patient. No. You know, I understand you want to provide a sealant. You could do that with just direct pressure. You don't have to be sticking. No, dollar bills. No, don't be putting dollar bills in there. No, quarters. No, don't be sticking quarters. It's not an arcade game. Don't be sticking quarters into the stab wound. Just put some pressure. Now, there's a lot of discussion on where you could put the most pressure if the wound is just bleeding around you. You got to sometimes then go up and tourniquet the artery, okay? And, I mean, we are talking pushing all the way down to the bone. We are talking putting pressure and stopping the blood flow. You are trying to save a person's life. I know everybody's like, oh, my God, they're going to lose a limb if I tourniquet them. Limbs will reperfuse a lot of times, okay? Your job is to save the victim. If they are bleeding profusely, and I mean profusely, and you don't feel like you can elevate the limb, etc., you need to stop the flow. So whether it's a femoral artery up near the groin, whether it's a brachial artery in the upper arm, you need to be able to stop the blood flow and provide a tourniquet, whether it's a shirt, whether it's a bra, I don't know, G-string, whatever you guys are wearing, all right, that you could tie around, you need to do that. That will definitely slow the bleeding. If you don't have time, just put pressure. Just put pressure like up inside the arm, right above the elbow or right below the armpit. Can maybe stop the brachial artery if it's on the leg. You could, if it's on the lower leg, you could stop behind the knee, stop that popliteal artery. If it's in the groin, put pressure on that femoral artery, okay? If you need your hands free, you got to make a tourniquet. Okay, now, to cover the dressing, again, the easiest thing to do is cloth and tying it off because it's really, really hard for you to deal with. There's multiple injuries. How do you have one hand on one hand on another? You know, it's like playing Twister, all right? So you would, you know, basically rip some piece of clothing, et cetera. You guys have definitely seen that. The only thing is there's been some question about chest wounds. Chest wounds, sometimes the blood will go into the pleural cavity. If the air enters the pleural cavity, you could have a tension pneumothorax. Tension pneumothorax is where the lung starts to collapse because you have blood build up in the lungs. So a lot of times we're taught in trauma to let the blood escape so it doesn't fill up the lungs so they could breathe. Now, that's a tough call for you to make as a non-emergency professional. So sometimes they talk about, you know, using a plastic bag or something and covering maybe three sides of the wound. That's kind of difficult because, you know, you don't want the person to bleed out, but then on the other hand, you don't want the blood to go, you know, back the other way. Don't forget to do ABCs, airway, breathing, circulation, etc. All right, and you know, again, remind 911 to get down there. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Viagra may increase your risk of skin cancer. Now, I know I scared a lot of you guys with that. I didn't mean to, but I had to put it on my Facebook and remind everybody to sunscreen their condom, because this is some scary stuff. Not that you're getting melanoma on your penis at all, but Viagra found to increase the risk of skin cancer such that men who used Viagra were 84% more likely to get melanoma. Now, how the hell could there be some sort of a connection? Well, sildenafil, okay, which is the ingredient of known as Viagra, okay, they think it may affect the same genetic mechanism that enables skin cancer to become more invasive. Now, the study is very preliminary. They don't want people to start freaking out and, stop taking their Viagra, etc. But it was a very, very interesting study. They looked at 26,000 men in the U.S. and China and analyzed information from the Health Professionals Follow-Up Study. This collects data about male healthcare workers, including doctors. Of those included in the study, the average age was about 65, and 6% had taken the erectile dysfunction drug. The research published in the journal JAMA showed that men who took Viagra even once had double the risk of developing melanoma. Of course, the amount of sunlight exposure, family history of the disease, all that had been taken into account. But isolatedly, they found that people who took Viagra was more at risk. Of course, other side effects, nausea, headaches, heartburn, etc. We usually don't recommend Viagra for people with high blood pressure or angina, etc. But, that's just kind of weird. The less dangerous skin cancers, basal cell, squamous cell carcinomas, no link. But melanomas, yes. Now, the first thing I think a lot of us think about is, well, wait a second, maybe what happens is people that take Viagra were more prone to want to be out in the sun. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I wouldn't say that because there's a lot of people that, don't go out into the sun. They kind of are homebodies. They gain weight. They end up getting diabetes. They have difficulty with erections. So then they go on Viagra. I don't want to say that. I wouldn't blame sun exposure for this. And the weird thing about melanoma is a lot of times you get melanoma in places where the sun never even saw. And it's kind of frustrating. It's a very, very scary type of cancer. And, the more news we get on how we got to get people outside and out people in the sun, the more news we get regarding melanoma. And it's very, very intimidating. So for those of you that do take Viagra, my suggestion is don't freak out, but you probably want to check in with the skin doctor. Okay. Please. Okay. Check in with the dermatologist as I'm doing all over. Boy, look at that. Oh, my gosh. I know. You would think, no, you know what? No, it's not a boring topic, okay? This is a pretty important topic. Now, I know some of you are more interested in climate change, so you're going to like this article. All right. They say climate change should not be something to be feared. It actually could be beneficial. Apparently, a new report published by the Heartland Institute says human-caused global warming. I still don't understand how humans can cause it. Human-caused global warming might not be so bad. Apparently, the report cites that more than 1,000 studies can highlight benefits, including productivity of plant life. All right. It's a new report by the non-governmental International Panel on Climate Change. And it provided an alternative view of the impacts of quote unquote man-made climate change. I still don't understand how we men have and women have actually that much power. They say the ongoing rise in the air CO2 content obviously is causing a great quote unquote greening of the earth all across the planet. There has been a historical increase in the atmospheric CO2 concentration. This has therefore stimulated vegetative productivity, right? Plants, through photosynthesis, need CO2. So plants that are CO2 deprived don't seem to grow as well. Those like that are buried in snow, etc. Those that are able to be access CO2, they seem to do better. They say this observed stimulation or greening of the earth has occurred in spite of many real and imagined assaults on Earth's vegetation like fires, disease, pest outbreaks, deforestation, climate change. This is being reported by Mail Online. Now, I'm not saying we should continue to, emit carbon dioxide, etc., but they think that more lives could be saved where you have cold-related deaths and those lost because of the rapid winters and that. The overall warming, if we have less severe winters, although I'm still kind of thrown, in a loop with this one, because haven't we had very, very odd winters? Didn't the global warming conference last year in Washington need to be shut down because Washington, D.C. was completely covered in snow? I don't know. So, I'm sorry. I don't know. I got enough sleep. I think what it is I talk too much. You know how that song goes, you talk too much and you never shut up? Yeah, that's what's going on. All right, so the effects of rising CO2, according to a peer-reviewed IPCC report, says, well, let's look at Central and South America. Scientists expect northern Brazil will lose 22% of its annual rainfall because of global warming, right? But the area around Chile could get a 25% increase. Now, this would be by the year 2100. So they expect northern Brazil would lose annual rainfall, but Chile will gain more. All right? In Africa, they think there's going to be food issues. Crops and livestock will be affected by both flooding and drought. They also think there's going to be more soil erosion from the storms because there's less plants. So in Africa, they don't think they're going to get plants. Australia. All right? They aren't really sure about the impact on Australia, but they do predict extreme weather. They think the Great Barrier Reef will continue to degrade as warmer water is bleaching more of the coral. That's a theory. Asia. They say the majority of the people directed by the sea level rise will be in southern and eastern Asia. They think that the water level is also going to affect most of Asia. Then, of course, North America, a lot of flooding. We've been predicting we'll have a lot of flooding, a lot of rainstorms moving north of New York. Southern areas are supposedly supposed to experience a shortage of water. You know, we're looking at the Southwest drying up. We're looking at Florida slowly becoming more underwater. And then there's a drought, and then there's more water or more flooding northern states. That's what they predict. And then Europe, they think there's going to be multiple stresses and systemic failures due to climate change in the Mediterranean, increasing energy costs and damaging tourism starting in the year 2050. You know, here's the thing. Okay, it's always a cycle. When NASA came out with their report saying Antarctica is growing more ice in their ice shelf at the same speed that the Arctic is losing the ice, I just kind of look at everything as a switch. I don't think the Earth as a whole is going to be warming. If NASA is able to really see this type of growth of Antarctica, I believe it. True, that was one report. I don't know what else we've heard. We're also hearing that parts of Antarctica are melting off. So, you know, what comes around seems to go around. There's always seeming to be cycles. And, you know, nature, very surprisingly, nature will always figure out a way to cope. Now, if anything's drastic, nature can't cope, right? Like you've seen plants, let's say, where all of a sudden you shut down a window, et cetera. Okay, plants won't do well. But if there's a little thing of light, that plant is going to go to the light. Okay, animals are destined to find ways to survive. It could get ugly, right? Like The Walking Dead, it could get very ugly. It could get very, very intimidating. But trust me. But I don't foresee the big catastrophe that everybody else is claiming, okay? 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, thank you guys so much for going to my website and donating $5, $10, $25. Some of you have donated $250 to kids fighting blood cancer. Thank you so, so much. You're helping the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society with research, and you're helping them help these kids pay for their medical bills. I wish we could just, you know, grab every kid out there that needs help fighting their disease and just pay. pay for their bills, but we can't. We kind of need the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to help direct that, which is what they're doing. And I am so grateful that they exist, but I'm even more grateful that you guys have stepped up to the plate and helped. Please, again, go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and donate what you can. You'll find the link that says Help Kids Fight Blood Cancer. Now, the other thing you're going to notice on my website, all right, is I added a link that says health products. Now, many of you guys know I really don't get involved with selling health products. I just don't, you know, because I really hadn't up until now found, you know, a brand that I would, you know, tell everybody to go and buy. I've been very, very comfortable with Centrum over the counter, and I like my Gummy Vites and Flintstones, etc. But the thing is many of you have been asking me more and more, where's the best place to get your vitamin D? What's the best brand? You guys want brands. And so I've done a lot of research, and I decided to at least give you guys a link to where I think we have some pretty notable products that are safe. And that's very, very important, because I don't want to recommend something to you that I don't know anything about. I'm not comfortable with that. And I also, looks like, am not being very successful at telling you guys to all just go to the health food store and find something. Like we've talked about, a lot of these medications and a lot of these supplements in these health food stores, they just don't seem to, they just don't seem to be consistent. And we need something that's a little bit more supervised, shall we say. So, you know, some of you have been asking me about vitamin D. And what about, like, sublingual sprays, etc.? I got to tell you, I did find one that I like. You guys are going to notice that I'm becoming more and more fans of this Youngevity. Luckily, I've been able to get a lot of research information on that. And there's something called a Citra D, which is a vitamin D spray. Again, I think the best source of vitamin D is the sun, but I've been telling you guys to stay away from the sun because we have to, be careful of melanoma. And these melanoma cases are so scary. But, you know, I kind of like it. And the reason why I like a spray form like Youngevity is called Citra D is because, you know, I'm tired of these pills just barely getting through your digestive tract. We had, again, a patient yesterday. We were x-raying for something, and there is her vitamin just sitting there. So I love the idea of sprays. I think that's great. I think it's really, 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 really good. And I'm taking the Citra D for my vitamin D. Now, more and more researchers coming out, thank God, okay, starting to implement more of the supplements that are out there. And again, the more research we have, the more we know what we can do. Now, this is an interesting study that came out. In medical headlines, they talked about glucosamine. And they talked about how glucosamine can extend life. Now, some of us are like, wait a second, isn't glucosamine for joints? Well, this is very interesting. Researchers in Europe say glucosamine helped to extend the lifespan of worms and aging mice by mimicking a low-carbohydrate diet. This was a published in Nature Communications. Scientists from Germany and Switzerland reported that glucosamine extended the lifespan of roundworms by 5% and old mice by 10%. Now, glucosamine, again, is something we've been using for arthritis. It's a promoter of joint health. We don't have a lot of studies in the medical realms saying, oh, yeah, this is going to help. But I got to tell you something. My patients are telling me that the glucosamine works. And as you guys have been listening for years, I've been a fan of, if you think it works and it doesn't hurt, I've never seen a person hurt by this stuff. One of the brands I like is it's a glucogel. Kind of seems to be easy to, it seems to be easy to swallow, easy to digest. I love the gel form of it in these gel capsule type of things. And glucogel, again, done by Youngevity. I'm a big fan of Youngevity. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com, hit health products, and hit on the Youngevity link. But, you know, the glucosamine, it's when you try to look at the science behind it, I'm not sure how, and I don't think a lot of us know how people are claiming that the glucosamine is helping. But we don't see side effects from these things. And when my patient says, I'm on glucosamine and it helps slow down my arthritis, I'm like, fine by me. Now, apparently, Dr. Ristow, medical researcher at Energy Metabolism Laboratory at the Swiss Federal Institute, and his colleagues examined the effects of glucosamine on the mitochondria, remember, which is like the battery source of a worm, called Cyanhorhabditis elegans. Doesn't it sound all pretty? It's basically a nematode. Mitochondria, of course, are the power cells, etc. They found that glucosamine, now this is the chemistry behind it, increase the breakdown of fatty acids and amino acids, similar to what happens when organisms exist on a low-carbohydrate diet. And it therefore, they found, saw life-extending effects. Worms were also given antioxidants, okay? I'm sorry about this. When the worms were given antioxidants, it seemed to negate what the glucosamine was doing. Study authors said this could be because the antioxidants were countering the effects of the free radicals, like reactive oxygen species, etc. Although some scientists argue that free radicals contribute to aging, they think these free radicals could help longevity. Remember I told you guys about antioxidants, where there was a study that said antioxidants may actually hurt more than they help? This is why scientists are finding maybe some of these free radicals are actually necessary. Basically, if you haven't figured this out, like I haven't figured it out, I think the gist of everything is what seems to hurt can also help. Things that are a negative a lot of times turn into a positive, like fungus and penicillin, botulism toxin and Botox, right? Just like free radicals. We've talked about that. Now they looked at mice. They took 100-week-old mice, which is kind of old. They fed one group glucosamine, and the control group was not given glucosamine. The mice were kind of the human equivalent of 65 years old, according to the LA Times. And the glucosamine group lived 10% longer than the non-glucosamine group. This is some pretty cool stuff, which basically, in human terms, would be 8 years. So you're going to see headlines today talk about how glucosamine could add 8 years of your life. Please keep in mind, this was a mouse study. Okay, we're not talking about, we haven't tested humans. But I got to tell you something, my patients on glucosamine, they seem to be happy. And I told you guys, it's my job to find products that I could steer you to. So if you want a product, I like the longevity. It's called Glucagel. It looks pretty good. I'm a fan. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, hit health products, and check it out. Now, please, for the love of the Lord, never take a supplement like that is the end all and the cure. Okay? They are supplements. Okay? We have to be very, very careful about any product claiming that they are the end all or they're going to extend your life or et cetera. In fact, it loses a lot of credibility when I see a product do that. But if a product is acting as a supplement and you feel better and you like it, I would say do it. Now, many of you guys know I suffer from arthritis, my knees and my hips, et cetera, and I started taking this. And it's I haven't been on it long enough to tell you how, if I'm really, really noticing arthritis issues. But for those of you that are glucosamine fans, I'm researching this line and I think I like it. So definitely check out Longevity if you can on my website. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, football season. We're going to be talking in the next, hour. One season. Just one season of football could alter your kids' brains. Then it looks like airport security has found some pretty disgusting stuff in our luggage. What if it's kind of our everyday stuff? And then bacon prices rising? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone?
Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.